Tango View. N8OBU. Wrong button, N8OBU. SWR.
I heard you. I need OBU.
Morning, Mike. Have we heard Max yet?
No, but we're already on the right frequency.
Well, that Max guy, he's the best. K-E-A-D-O-N, K-B-S-W-R. Mike, did you see Max's text? Is it the frequency we're on?
What was that, Jeff?
Max just sent a text. He said he was calling on 7234. Is that the frequency we're on?
Yeah, I don't know if Transit Center. I'm outside. I'm walking in right now. Test, 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 test. 26 watts. Hang on. Heading to OBU.
Did you bump it up to 5,000?
Yeah, 900.
Man, it's hot out there. K-E-8-D-O-N, K-B-S-W-R. Tower on 2-8. We're waiting for these stadium Jeff. Now, it might not happen tonight, but Peter's not going to drop till the net's over, so there's no squelch. There's open squelch till the net's over, so you don't have to kerchunk it. It's not your equipment malfunctioning. The repeater will stay up until the HF net's over. Give me an SWR.
Statewide exchange of information and ID occurring off common. Regular participate include your section officials, NTS officials, assessments, and representatives for these groups. This is CHAVD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of emergency coordinator in Washtenaw County in District 2. So far from the pre-net group, the only one I've got is KEAGON. We tried to start on 40 meters, but nobody could hear anything, so we moved down here to 3932. KEAGON need not check in again, but other stations for the net. Please call them out.
KB8SWR.
Bravo Echo.
KB8SWR.
Okay, I have NASVE and KB8SWR. Any other stations?
Yeah, NAOBU.
I have NAOBU. Next station, please.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
Okay.
Okay, I have CBAY in the other station. I have WB8PQZ in the other station. Okay, this is the Michigan ARPS-C net. My name is Jim, KJBD, and I'm net control. Are there any stations out there wishing to check in? Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, so I guess we'll move on down the list here. First, I will call on KEADON and your comments, sir.
All right, KAGBD, KEADON. Good afternoon, everybody on the Michigan ARPS-C net. Not a lot of hope going on. We did have a nice exercise last week. It was a drill for Fermi 2 at we've got another one in early August, and then the evaluated exercise will be toward the end of the month. Coming up this week, Cobalt Magnet is a big exercise that is coming to Michigan, and that's going to be happening next summer. We have an in-progress review. The last time I was in one of these climate missions, it was all week long, and it was most of the week, and it was down in Lansing. This one, thankfully, will just be on Teams for a couple of hours. And the Cobalt Magnet is afternoon. Other than that, I have a quiet week ahead, which is good. I'll be getting ready to go on vacation myself. I will not be at station next week, so hopefully someone will be able to take the net and run with it. Most likely that'll be KBHB.
KADON, this is KAGBD. Yeah, it's good to take a little break and get ready for some of the action. We plan on at least activating Westmont EOC down here for the August 27th in Fort Monroe. Other than that, thanks very much for your comments, sir, and enjoy your time off. You've earned it. Let's move next to N8FBE. Dave.
Yeah, KBD in the net. This is N8SBE, and I don't have a whole lot to report here other than only at 90 degrees today, and so it's a little bit warmer than usual. We're still having all kinds of construction going on in the neighborhood, and they even had the pavers in here today, this morning, on a Sunday, which kind of surprised. Typically have not been here on the weekends, but I guess maybe they feel they're getting a little behind. So our particular road here in front of the house has not had much work done on it yet, but the side road, we're on a corner lot, they have essentially blocked us out of our driveway for the last 4 days because they were redoing the concrete apron. There to get that all ready to be able to rip up the road and replace the road. And so we just now got the chance to put our cars back in the driveway. There's just a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. So that's all I've got at this moment. And I did try listening to both of you guys, both up on 40 and on 80. There's been class flares going on over the last 10 or 12 hours, and they just keep popping away and just cause a blackout. So good luck. KPBD and NSCE.
NPE, this is KAJBD. Yeah, boy, I think just before I started to start the net up there, felt that massively whacking. I mean, it was just blanking out everything. Nice big waves coming through, just like keep crashing in the storm. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. And yeah, oftentimes it's the simplest things in life that make you really happy, like parking your car in your own driveway, in your own garage.
Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir.
Let's move next to KD8SWR.
Evening. Always something going on. Yesterday we spent some time putting some more microwave stuff up and building the work out for more, trying to build some more partnerships and make it better for everybody. So glad we did it yesterday and not today. It's pretty warm out there today. Always something going on. Back to you, KB8SWR.
Hi, KB8SWR, KJBD. Particularly if the excrement hits the rotating oscillator. Thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N8OBU.
Nothing new here. Enjoying the weather. I've been working outside. Thanks for being net control. And yeah, I came here before I went to 40, but and we'll survive it. But thanks for being net control. N8OBU.
Hi, NAW. Thanks for calling us over. I sort of yin-yanged you around a little bit today. Was not expecting, based on the FEMA, that 40 would be that ugly, but it's amazing how fast things get crazy. Anyway, thanks very much for all you do. Keep us all connected up on the VHF and UHF link. Certainly appreciate that. So, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD8AY.
A-H-A-D-D. And the message is K-D-H-A-Y. Well, we're back into the convective weather syndrome, which causes me to take down my antennas for my environment station. Interesting, that's the connection that I'm on 20, 40, and 80, and over the last month, I have heard of
I know here in Wausau, we certainly appreciate the classes you've been putting on and trying to help us get linked up into more of the WinLink expertise there. And new RMS, possibly in one of our neighboring counties, would be a really nice thing to have. Once again, thanks very much for what you do for us here in Wausau, and thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8-TTZ.
Okay.
Okay, we have seven participants, and we ran for about 15 minutes. So once again, my apologies for the confusion between 40 and 80, but we did settle down and at least get something started here. Thanks, everyone, to participate in this net. Certainly appreciate that. And thanks to the Central Michigan Emergency Network for providing the VHF and UHF links. That helps keep us all connected up. So with that, I will say 73 all and return the frequency to normal amateur radio use. 73 all, this is the AJBD. Thank you, KADON. This is KAJBD.